In 3, 2,
cleared for takeoff.
Testing.
Catch up now for real.
Turn it up.
Spin 103.8.
Woo!
Fully charged.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Now that we're all prepared, let's start the show.
1, 2, 3.
What a mighty occasion. We are joined by Anne Marie.
Can you ask Anne Marie the question you just asked her there?
Hi, Anne-Marie.
Hi.
I'm just asking you because obviously you're world famous. Have you gone to some cool parties? Because
yeah.
I would find them quite socially awkward. Like, name a few of the celebrities you've met at a party.
I went to a party once and there was Justin Bieber.
Oh, God.
You'd stress out so
that.
Much in that
so
situation.
I wouldn't know what to talk about.
Yeah.
I didn't really talk to anyone.
That's good. Keep to yourself.
To be honest, I can't remember it because I drank a lot.
That's perfect.
At those parties, is there a nice spread of food? Like, I'm guessing there's caterers.
There was a nice spread of alcohol.
Okay.
And there was a pool table. So it kind of broke that awkwardness.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
Did you play pool?
Nah.
Oh, it would be cool if you played pool against
Mick
Jagger.
See, I would have gone up to Justin Bieber and said, do you want a game of pool?
And he would, yeah. Get away from me, you freak. Why are you so socially awkward?
Yeah.
I'm sorry I said that. Anne-Marie, you're on this morning's podcast because you joined us for the last hour of the show. Can you just give a flavour of what we did over the last hour of the show?
We had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We didn't rehearse anything, so
Nope. Whatever
happened, happened.
All on the fly. You actually said my segment, my brand new segment that I'm really pushing to keep with the boss and he doesn't like it at all, was pretty rubbish.
Yeah.
So we'll probably have to get rid of it now after 1 week.
No!
I'm
don't
trying.
Blame that on me.
I'm sorry, Anne-Marie.
It was awful. It was embarrassing.
I actually loved it. Thanks
really?
For having me.
I was so self-conscious about it, I nearly said, let's leave it. But I said, no, Anne-Marie will love it, and she hated it.
Yeah. Well, look, it's a great episode. Anne-Marie, thanks so much.
Thanks for That's coming right. in, Anne-Marie.
Thanks for having me.
Enjoy the podcast.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Last night, Nathan and I were at Crow Park Rolling Stones.
Can I just say something? Thank God we brought our jackets.
Oh,
because we were absolutely freezing. And I'll be honest with you. When it was 5 and it was very sunny during the day, I didn't want to bring a jacket.
And I listened to the listener yesterday that said, don't just bring a jacket, bring a jumper as well. I brought the hoodie underneath the denim jacket.
I was very surprised by that.
And I was still freezing. So if you are going to Ed Sheeran tonight or tomorrow night, for the love of God, wrap up, because the minute 7 o'clock comes, it gets so cold.
There's such a cool breeze around.
Right. We were in Crow Park. Both of us have said to each other that there were celebrities sitting in front of us. Let's trade off celebrities and see who had the better one.
How many celebrities do you have? I don't have many now.
I've kind of 1.5, but I'm going to go with my main one first and then I'll see if I release the second
right,
one after.
I'll
go first.
You go first?
All right.
Because we were sitting in different places.
We were sitting in
places.
Different... Yeah, you were 329, I was 333. My celebrity, and I tell you one thing, this man loved the gig. He was standing up, he was in a Rolling Stones t-shirt and a sports jacket. Was.
Who is it?
Martin King, the TV3 weatherman.
Oh, wow.
That's a big one. I'm going in, I'm putting all my money on that one. That is a big one.
Did you go up to him?
Oh, God, no.
Oh,
it
no.
It was blocking my view for a little while.
The star power.
I couldn't go near him.
Okay,
right.
Well, I see you're Martin King.
Okay.
And I raise you my celebrity. This man, not the most approachable. I was going to go over to him. He was 3 rows in front of me. He never got up. He was sitting down. He was cold. At one stage, I was going to give him my jacket. He was rubbing his hands a lot. I'm just going to say it. It was Jerry Adams.
Oh,
Jerry
wow.
Adams.
Wow.
I wanted him to move like Mick Jagger. I wanted to see the hips thrusting, but I don't know if Jerry was unwell last night. He was just sitting down.
Oh, God, that's a good one. Was he talking to anybody?
No.
I get now why you say he wasn't approachable as
and
well.
And he smoke bombed.
Oh, he
left halfway through.
Well, that's surprising because you actually left about 20 minutes into the gig. I text Nathan and I go, you know, there's seats over here beside myself and Claire if you want to join us. I got a text message 20 minutes there. I've actually just left.
I sent you a picture of the retreat. I just sent you a picture of a gate.
I've gone back to the gated community where I feel at home.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Is it my birthday?
No.
Because you have given me the greatest present that I have ever received in my life.
This is the best song in the world, Graham.
Not Portugal the Man, that's a very good song. During that, Nathan just goes to me, because we were both at the Rolling Stones last night, and he goes, do you remember when Mick Jagger, the lead singer of the Rolling Stones, teamed up with Will.i.am and Jennifer Lopez a couple of years ago for a song? I go, I do not. But he reminded me, it was called THE, which stands for the hardest ever.
Please turn up the volume. Just please do us a favor right now.
It is one of the greatest songs ever.
You can go home. There's Mick.
You can go home. You can go hard. You can go hard. You can go home. You can go hard.
Wow, check that out. It's called THE, the hardest ever. Mick Jagger, Jennifer Lopez, and Will I
Am. I'm very disappointed they didn't play that last night. Very disappointed.
But as we said last night, a couple of minutes ago, Ed Sheeran plays Phoenix Park, his second Dublin gig tonight. And he's playing his final one in Dublin and in Ireland tomorrow night. But I got a question, okay? So in Ireland, he's been playing in Cork, Belfast, Galway and Dublin. He's playing to over 400,000 people.
A lot of people.
In Ireland. Over 150,000 people in Dublin. So I've got a question for you, Nathan. If I was to randomly ring someone... And a few numbers. How many numbers would I have to get through to find someone who has seen Ed Sheeran? Because 400,000 people, and I've checked, there's 4.8 million people in Ireland.
Jeez, you're like Carol Vorderman over there.
So that's 1 in 12 people in Ireland will have seen Ed Sheeran. So how many phone numbers will I have to go through to find someone who has gone to see Ed Sheeran?
You were just randomly dying.
Ringing numbers that are on a system... How many would you say?
I would say maybe 6 or 7.
You're saying 6 or 7?
I'm going to go with 7.
Producer Callum, how many do you think I'd have to get through to find someone who has seen Ed Sheeran?
I'm going to go in a lot earlier, and I'm going to go 1.
Oh, come on.
I'm going to be the first person you call.
The first person will have seen Ed Sheeran in the last week, or I will accept tonight or tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. So let us know, what do you think? Roisin's a 17.
Oh, Roisin.
We have a 5 from Michaela. We have an 8 from Darren, a 9 from Julie, but look, less talking.
Oh, the drone is coming out. You know we're doing something important.
Let's do it. We have a load of numbers lined up in the system. Let's give people calls. And how many will we have to go through? Number one.
Hello?
Did you go to see Ed Sheeran in Phoenix Park?
I wasn't, no.
Okay. Oh.
Okay, number one gone. Over to number 2.
Be 7.
And I apologise to any of these people who don't know what the hell's going on. We're just hanging up straight away. Number 2.
Hello?
Were you at Ed Sheeran during the week?
I wasn't, no.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye.
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 Okay. I don't know what I'm going to do.
seem confused right now.
I don't know what I'm going to do when we actually find someone. Will we celebrate or is that just... the experiment. Number 3.
Hello?
Have you seen Ed Sheeran?
Yeah.
Yes, you got one! And was he good?
It was unreal, yeah.
Perfect, that's all we needed. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
And there you go, folks.
Didn't know what to do there, if I'm honest.
Just kind of hung up and said thanks very much.
Panicked.
3 people, if you guess 3, congratulations. You win nothing.
Spin 1038.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Just a gentle reminder that Anne-Marie will be live in studio with us after 9 a.m. this morning. That means she will be doing Under the Covers with Nathan. You're giving her a new story. We will be doing Choose the News with her and also a live version of At Home with Graham.
I knew I forgot something. I knew.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong.
You know, when I was checking the football news this morning before the show, I should have been looking for a news story.
They were the latest transfer rumours.
Yeah.
Under the covers with Nathan. Transfer rumours. It is Gotta Get It Wrong. It is Friday's edition. Someone could come on right now and take the €100. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, Anya.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Anya.
Now, Anya. What is the plan for the weekend?
The plan is that I'm off for the weekend.
Nice. Are you going to Ed Sheeran?
No, I am not.
We didn't find one. God damn.
Are you going to any parties? Will you be painting the town red?
I'm having a royal family party.
Are you watching the royal wedding?
No. We're just having a party.
Oh, I thought you said I
would. But it will be royal.
Yeah.
Well, look. You're a brave woman to come on this morning because your score is 19 to beat with Gail. Do you think you can beat us? You need to score a 20, a perfect game.
We can give it a try.
We'll give it a try.
Can I give you a clue? There is actually no mushroom soup question this morning, but if you get past the 20, I will ask it at question 21.
We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You've got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There is no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question, and you only have a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. Anya, are you ready to go?
Ready.
Go on. Who is the President of Ireland?
Barack Obama.
Who is the President of America?
Mary McLean.
Who is the English Prime Minister?
George Town.
Who is the Canadian Prime Minister?
Barack Obama.
Who is the Taoiseach?
Barack Obama.
What's 65 minus 56?
1.
14 plus 65 is 72.
True.
Sing a James Bay song.
Oh, I wonder if somebody...
Sing a Nickelback song.
Hey there, you're a rock
star. Speak Chinese.
Prince.
Speak Japanese.
Hola, buenos días.
Speak Irish.
Hola, buenos días.
What rhymes with fool?
Dog.
How do you spell goat?
F-O-B.
What noise does a dragon make?
Boink, boink.
What noise does a gorilla make?
Moo.
Who is the lead singer of Maroon 5?
Justin Bieber.
Name a green fruit.
A banana.
What's my name? Oh, this is going to be very close indeed. How did you find it, Anya?
It's a lot of pressure when you're on the radio.
I'll be honest with you. The first five questions, they were difficult. I was throwing them out there. Right, Anya, you had to beat Gail, who got 19 yesterday, to win that 100 quid. I can tell you, you came on this morning, this sunny Friday.
Yeah.
And you got 15.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Anya.
A few repetitions in there, Anya. I'm sorry you don't win the €100 this morning. However, you're having a royal weekend, not with the royal wedding. So have a great one.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See you, Anya. Bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
We hope there'll be sunshine shining down on Dun Laoghaire Harbour this Sunday as the Red Bull Flug Tag takes place from midday. It is free to come down and even... Look, if you're thinking about whether or not I should go down or not, just go down for the comedy value of us, team name Lewisers, trying to fly a Lewis off the pier.
Are we on at 1:30? Is that confirmed?
We are thinking we're on around that time. However, get down nice and early because there is a huge crowd expected. This has been beautiful because we've got the listeners to get involved and choose our team name, the team theme as well. And how are you feeling, cuz? We finished off the flug tag, yes, we were out spray painting it.
We had our hammers, we had our screwdrivers, we're very happy with it. Safe to say you've done a lot more work than I have in terms of the dance moves and the costumes. I just found out that darts and buses are running that day.
There's extra darts, you told us.
If you want to check out what our flug tag is looking like, please check our Instagram, official spin1038. It looks exactly like a Lewis.
The problem is you get in my way when I'm trying to do things. I was spray painting it yesterday.
Well, I was hammering. I had a hammer and I was actually denting the thing.
Just look at how Nathan used the hammer. But this is all secondary. As much as we love our flug tag, we're more concerned about the performance, the theatrics.
We're artists at the end of the day. We want to dance, we want to sing.
2 days into our dance routine, are you happy with the choreography?
Yes, I think I'll be able to get the gist of it. I'm fully, I don't know all the moves yet, but give me tomorrow and I should be fine.
If you want a kind of idea, it's cross between John Travolta on Saturday Night Fever and a cowboy.
Yeah, that's of country in there.
That is the look we're going for. But also, I told you Friday, we were going to get the outfits.
Yeah, I'm a little bit worried about them.
First of all, we're going to reveal Callum's outfit. He is outside. He's our producer, but he is also the pilot. The pilot means he is the Lewis driver. Nathan, for the very first time, I would like to introduce you to Callum, our pilot!
Here I am!
That's incredible!
Describe Callum's beautiful outfit, handpicked by myself.
Oh, he looks fantastic. He has a red tie on, little pale blue shirt, grey trousers, grey jumper, and he is holding a massive briefcase full of money. Is the money fake or is it real? Have you robbed a bank?
Well, we all know the Lewis drivers. They work so hard for their money.
So Callum is a quintessential Lewis driver. He will be in our Lewis flug tag. But Nathan, it's all about now the dancers around us. It's myself, yourself, Jazz from Spin Extra at Night, Peter Collins from Spin Hits.
I want to wear a red tie.
No, You're not going to be dressed as a Lewis driver. I've got a much better outfit
you
for the four of us.
You keep saying sexy. Now, Callum, no offence, you don't look the sexiest right now. You just look very professional. Are we not going to look professional?
We look professional in some sense. In some industry, we would look very professional.
Are we wearing clothes?
The clothes are overrated.
My parents are coming, please.
Give me two songs. I'm going to run out the toilet. I'm going to get changed into our outfit. And then you're going to see your outfit for the
first time. You're just going to go on the toilet.
It's Drake, Nice for What. And in five, we will be revealing what our outfit is.
This is very disturbing right now. I am blindfolded. I cannot see a thing.
Okay. This outfit has kind of made my headphones fall off as well. There's a lot of things going on right now. Okay.
So can you just recap what's going on? It's very hard to talk when you can't see.
So the Red Bull Flug Tag is happening this Sunday. Nathan and I have a team. We are the Lewisers. We are trying to fly a Lewis off Dunleary Harbour. That is our team. Callum, our producer, is our pilot. He is a Lewis driver. He has a briefcase full of money that he'll be throwing out as he gets into the Lewis. However, Nathan and I are the dancers. We perform the theatrics around it, along with Peter Collins from Spin Hits and Jazz Keane from Spin Extra. We've got the dance routine down, but we don't have the outfits.
I'm just worried. I'm worried because, yes, you've been in charge of the outfits. I saw a sewing machine on your desk this morning. There was lots of glitter, pins, scissors. Have you changed? Are you actually wearing the outfit right now?
I ran out the toilet.
You kept saying the word sexy, 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 and I kept telling you my parents will be there on the day.
Okay, Nathan O'Reilly.
Will I open my...
Are you ready to go?
I'm taking it off.
Take off the blindfold and describe what you see in front of you, sir.
Oh, ta-da! Oh, would you stop? What are you wearing? The smallest denim hot pants. You're topless, wearing a high-vis jacket, a yellow helmet.
Hard hat
helmet, and sunglasses.
What are we? What am I right now? Think of what's the theme? What are we?
I haven't a clue.
We're sexy Lewis construction workers. The ones that were building the joining of the Lewis for 4 years.
Wearing jumpers. They weren't topless.
No, they're sexy.
They weren't sexy.
The ones that I used to pass on the way to the bus were wearing denim hot pants.
Where?
They mightn't have been on Dawson Street. They might have been
where?
They were Brage or something. But they were definitely wearing denim hot pants, no top with the high viz, and some sunglasses.
The worst thing is the hot pants for me, because, clearly you just bought some very cheap trousers.
No, they're actually, do you know what they are? They're my own jeans, but they've got holes in the crotch area, so I'm never going to use them again, so I just cut off the legs.
It's awful, because, you've cut them off, but, it's so small, those hot pants. Can you genuinely bend over without ripping? Drop a pen. I'm not getting paid enough money to see that.
Well, Nathan, unfortunately, you will also be dressed as this. We have hot pants for you, Peter Collins and Jazz Keane. We have a bag full of hard hats and high vises as well, and no t-shirts allowed.
It just makes no sense why Callum is dressed up as a Lewis driver and we're sexy cheerleaders.
I know you say it makes no sense, but when you think about it, doesn't it kind of make all the sense?
Can you please change into your clothes?
I think I may stay like this for Amory.
Oh, no.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I would love to give away €1,000 on a Friday. Come on.
Let's try and do it. Let's go to the phone lines. Luke, how are you?
How are you, lads?
Hey, Luke. How are you getting on?
Not too bad. Just on the way into work.
Where is work for you?
You know yourself. It's in Dunleary.
Oh, where do you work?
I work in Grove Medics.
Would you want to come down on Sunday to see the Flug Tag? Let's fly Lewis off the...
I would, but I'm actually busy with my football club.
Oh, who do you play for?
An awful excuse.
Bluebell United.
Bluebell United. And who are you playing at the weekend?
Malahide.
Luke, you're on today birthday bingo. This morning's month's October. What date in October is your birthday?
The 6th.
Oh, that's a great date.
Great, isn't it?
If it comes out of the drum, you'll be winning €1,000, but you won't be going empty-handed. Let's go up to Nathan and see what date we got.
I have two birthday bingo drums in front of me. One is electronic and it's from China. The other one is the beloved Jackie Cooney birthday bingo drum. Which one do you want to use this morning?
We'll go for Jackie's.
Yeah, let's go for Jackie. It's Friday. We're feeling good. 6th of October. Giving it a good old spin. Best of luck, son.
Thank God.
Nice. It's a rigid spin this morning, Luke. He's bashing it. Will a ball come out? He's very aggressive with Jackie Cooney drum. He got one. He has one.
How are you feeling, Luke?
Lucky.
We're looking for the sixth.
Please God, yeah.
I can tell you, this morning's date. You're sitting down, are you?
I am. Shaking.
Well, stay seated. Because this morning's date is the 12th. I'm sorry, Luke.
Luke, I'm sorry. You don't win.
If you're not in it, you can't win it.
The 1,000 euro exactly, but it's not bad. What you get for number 12 is a 50 euro shopping voucher. That is yours this morning. That's what you get for playing birthday bingo. Have a great weekend. And best of luck in the game on Sunday. Bye-bye.
Cheers.
See you, Luke. Take care, man.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Spin 1038 Z, Maren Morris and The Middle. It is 9:10 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. And we are delighted to be joined this morning by Anne-Marie.
Oh, this is amazing. Yes.
Anne-Marie, you are in for the next hour of the show. Are you excited to have the best hour of your life?
Yes.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to do all the regular features we do between 9 and 10. However, you're going to be taking complete control, especially of this feature, which is Nathan's baby.
Yeah.
He's passed you a sheet of papers. You're going to be doing Under the Covers.
Under the Covers with Nathan.
Now, Anne-Marie, I should say that this is a popular segment. My mother listens to it, and I've printed off a sheet of paper. It's Calibri. It's size 20. Just enjoy yourself.
It's a weird story from around the world, Anne-Marie. So what
you
got
sure
for us?
Are you sure you want me to do this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, before I begin, I'd like to say that this is my favourite part of the show.
What? I'm so... Say, Anne-Marie, what? What are you talking about?
It's just written down here, mate.
Continue reading.
Even when I'm touring the world, I always make sure I tune in for Under the Covers with Nathan.
That's so
you're
kind.
Very good.
That is so nice for you to say that to Nathan. That's good
thank
for his
you
ego.
Very much.
He's low just, confidence
I need
and it's good
this.
For
I have no
I'm
self-esteem.
Just, I'm just reading. Nathan is extremely charming.
You're actually making me blush now. You really are.
Wow.
And reminds me of a young Ainsley Harriet.
Wow. Well, if that isn't a compliment, I don't know what
wow,
is.
This is brilliant.
It's the biggest compliment I've ever given.
Yeah. Have you ever met Ainsley Harriet?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, God, I'd love to meet Ainsley Harriet. Sorry, the story.
Kind of like meeting him now, really.
Yeah, the young version. Back in the 80s.
You've been doing the show with Ainsley Harriet. You didn't
anyway,
even realise it.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, let me get back to my story.
Yeah.
An American woman has been sacked after spiking chocolate brownies with strong laxatives at a colleague's leaving party.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Come on.
What? Yes. That's funny.
Is that the story?
That is funny.
That is the story I printed.
There's more. The unnamed lady, aged 47, had baked the toxic treats in an ongoing work feud with the departing female staff member. Okay. Michigan police said that.
Michigan, that's straight from the police statement.
The Popo police.
So let's round this up. So a woman put laxative in brownies to try on her last day.
Yeah.
Would you ever do something like that, Anne-Marie? Have you ever... What kind of jobs have you had in the past where you just hated your
I
boss?
Actually just ate a brownie that you gave me. I'm slightly concerned right now.
I've had a few jobs. Couldn't really hold them down properly.
Yeah.
Don't think I was meant for it.
Yeah.
But I would have definitely done it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mary-Kate is here with you, and would you ever do it to Mary-Kate?
No, of course not.
Don't shake your finger at me, Mary-Kate, like that. Is that the story? Do we have a...
There's still some more.
Oh, my God.
Someone at the party found out that the brownies had been tampered with as a result... How did they know that?
They must have eaten the brownie and went, it's too late for me.
I think there's a rat in that company who let out the news. She got a bit confident. She was telling everyone, I'm going to put laxative, and then someone just ratted her out.
Now, are you saying an actual rat...
No. It's a figure. It's a turn of phrase. That's what it is.
Sorry.
Someone who's a snitch.
Anyway, yeah, she told everyone at the party not to eat them. The woman has not been charged by the police.
Well, why would the woman be arrested for making some chocolate treats?
Because her intended target did not eat the poisoned brownie.
Well, there you go. Have we learned something from this morning's Under the Covers?
So you can't get charged with attempted poisoning. It's good to know. It's good to know that if you don't actually follow through, that if you change your mind, you still can't get charged from the police. Anne-Marie, thank you very much. That was fantastic, Under the Covers.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Anne-Marie is live in studio with us right now. Anne-Marie, thank you very much.
It feels very strange listening to your song and sitting beside you.
I know, it's weird for me as well.
That is from your album Speak Your Mind. It is released. Yeah. Are you happy with it? You delighted with the response it's got?
Yes, I'm well happy. I was so impatient to get this out, and finally it's out, and Yeah, I think everyone's liking it, which is good.
Well, that 2002 song, in the chorus, you take lyrics from naughty songs.
Mm-hmm.
How long did it take for you to write that, or did you have specific songs in mind that you wanted to write?
Well, Ed Sheeran kind of had that already, so I came in after that and helped him write the rest. But I think he wanted to make the chorus make sense, even if you don't know what the songs are.
Yeah.
We'll have a quick listen to it right now.
Yeah.
It does make sense.
I have to say, I love the music video when you're pretending mm-hmm. to be Justin Timberlake out of NSYNC, the puppets. I'm like, yes, that brings me back to my childhood.
A couple of weeks ago when the song was first released, Nathan and I challenged each other to pick a year from the noughties.
Mm-hmm.
Take songs and try and make a chorus that made sense to your song as well.
Huh.
Okay.
We should say Graham can't sing and I have no rhythm.
Okay, this is going to be interesting.
So we would like you to listen to our versions and see who does the better version.
Okay.
Again?
I can't wait.
Nathan has no rhythm and I can't sing. Who would you like to hear first?
Yours.
Mine, okay. You're ready to go. Again, sorry about...
Awful voice, singing. It's shocking.
But this was my attempt of making the chorus make sense with naughty songs.
I got a feeling, meet me at the hotel room. Day and night, you spin my head right round. I know you want me, you know I won't you. Rah, 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 romance. If you liked it, then you should have put a ring on it. Somebody call 911. Baby, are you down, down, down?
Oh, now, wow, it's brutal.
I'm actually very impressed.
Thank you very much. Can you pick any songs out that you heard there?
No.
He made them up.
I threw some Jay Sean. Remember him?
I remember hearing all of them.
Yeah.
But I don't remember what they are.
They weren't memorable, Graham.
Okay.
It's because the tuning,
my voice is so good. You're thinking, how come I haven't heard about this guy before? When can we collab?
All I thought was... it's not moving notes, it's just staying on one note, and I couldn't really tell.
That's what's unique about my voice.
It's a real skill.
Right, Nathan's going, ready?
Yeah.
My humps, my humps, let's do the crazy frog. I'll let you lick the lollipop, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Short and sweet.
That's very short.
Okay, Amory, you get to decide now.
Well, what do you think? Do you have any comments about the two?
Oh, well, yeah, sorry.
Well, you were in tune, actually.
Thank you. Really?
It just hurt my ears a little bit.
Yeah, aggressive.
But I remember my humps. What else?
See, memorable.
Yeah.
Lonely. Actually, do you remember any comments? You're lonely.
Lonely.
50 Cent Lollipop.
Yeah, tune.
Crazy Frog.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard because you were more in tune and I remember it, but it was half the effort.
I put a lot more effort in.
So I think I'm going to go...
Really?
This morning, a real upset.
I actually can't believe that.
Good Lord.
I'm in shock. Amory, thank you so much.
Oh.
I can't sing, but I won that. Thank you so much.
I feel terrible about myself.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Fully Charged with Graham, Nathan and Amory. Amory, welcome. Are you excited about what's about to happen?
I am very excited.
I'm very nervous, if I'm honest. It's never been done before. We are doing a live at home with Graham and Nathan right now.
It is our sitcom. We do it once a week, but we decided to celebrate our 8th anniversary by doing a live version like they do in EastEnders.
8th anniversary. It's not an 8-year anniversary. It's an 8th episode.
We haven't even rehearsed this.
No, so this is off the fly. I'm more concerned about Callum, our producer.
Paint a picture right now.
So it's nice. Anne-Marie, Nathan and I, we're on one side of the desk. We've got microphones. And Callum is over there with... you have to do a lot of sound effects, applause, booing, entrance music.
There's many buttons and I'm not great with this system.
Okay. So we must welcome the mistakes if it happens, and if there are any mistakes, it's Callum's fault. Is that fair to say?
Okay.
I like that.
Shall I roll the opening titles?
Oh, I'm nervous. Right.
Okay.
Get in character. Get in
I'm
the
actually
zone.
Sweating.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
In 3, 2, 1.
Da 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 da
da da da.
Graham?
Wow, I haven't seen you this dressed up since the day you thought your manager was giving you a promotion, but he was actually sacking you.
I was just borrowing that money, goddammit.
What? Who are you going out with?
Oh, just a few friends. That should be one of them now. Come in.
All right, Nathan.
British pop star Anne-Marie? Oh, yeah, I forgot. You two were friends. We found out in episode 5 you went to school together.
Hey, Anne-Marie. I can't wait to celebrate the success of your, new album tonight. What are the details again?
The album is called Speak Your Mind. It is out now. I'd like to thank my parents. The single 2002 is number one on iTunes.
Wow, that sounds great. I would definitely get it if I was you. Where are you all going tonight?
Oh, just going into town. Nathan, I hope Graham isn't coming. You know the club is strictly under 40s. We'll never get in if he's with us.
Yeah, I know. The grey hair is a problem.
I actually think it's got greyer since the last time I was here.
So where are you guys going in town?
Look, Graham, the club is strictly under 40s, and you know...
My hair isn't that grey!
It's pretty grey, Graham. Graham.
She got you good there, to be fair, Graham.
Hey, guys, Anne-Marie, Nathan, the taxi's ready.
You've invited Callum and not me.
To be fair, Callum looks about 12. He'll be fine.
See you later, man. Thanks for understanding.
Okay, bye guys.
Bye.
Well, I never thought I'd see the day. Nathan is more popular than me. Ah, there they are. I knew they were only messing. Hey, man. I'm coming. It's okay.
Oh, no, I'm just ringing to ask you something. Could you take my chicken out of the freezer and let it defrost on the counter? Cheers.
Okay. Oh, come on.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we did it.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
It's 9:46, Fully Charged with Graham, Nathan and Anne-Marie. What was it like working with Marshmello? On that
amazing
song.
Yeah.
Have we ever seen what he looks like?
No.
Does he just wear that big marshmallow head all the time?
That's just his normal head. I'm going to sneeze.
Go, do it.
No, sneeze into the microphone. It's good. Look.
No, it's not.
No, you're supposed to have a wooden spoon in your mouth. That's for onions, isn't it?
if you're
cutting onions to avoid crying, you put a wooden spoon in your mouth.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay, it's time to choose the new...
Tell it to me, Graham.
Anne-Marie and Nathan, I have 3 news headlines. You choose which one you want to hear about.
Okay.
Happy with these headlines?
Very rushed, and I don't have much to say about them.
But we'll go with it. Tiny what's on that sheet of paper.
Honest traveller, long legs attraction, or new mayor?
What are you thinking, Anne-Marie? They all sound awful.
Honest traveller.
Honest traveller, that's the first one?
Yeah.
You like the honest traveller?
Yeah.
Right, so I'm seeing this on the fly because I read this about 4 hours ago. You ready for this? Okay, so in Dublin Airport, closing my eyes, I'm trying to remember. In Dublin Airport, there was 2 travellers that went through a cafe and they weren't charged for a scone and coffee, and they sent back the cafe €5 to cover the scone and coffee because they're so honest a week later.
Oh, that's lovely.
I feel like if that happens, can you get away with it?
Yeah, it's karma. It's good luck. You shouldn't pay it back.
Would you go back and pay the money, Anne-Marie?
No.
Basically, I think if it's a big shop, I think it's their fault. However, it's a small little convenience store, maybe I won't go back.
Do you know in the airport they have the bottles of water?
Oh.
And you're supposed to put a euro in and take the bottle off the shelf.
Yeah. Do you know what we're talking about, Marie?
No.
In Dublin Airport, they have the honest system. So it's just a wall of water and a little thing. No one's manning it. And you put a euro in.
I haven't said what I do.
Should be free.
Would you pay for the water, Anne-Marie?
Nah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Have you ever paid for the water? Nathan, you've definitely stolen
the
water.
To be honest, I didn't know you had to pay. Like, I would see people with the money out, but I would just have a basket with me and take around 4 at the shop.
And then sell them for €2.
I'm a bit disappointed with that story.
Yeah, it's a poor one.
I thought it was going to be like an honest traveller, like he got annoyed about something and he was going to be shouting.
Yeah.
See, that's the risk. You take choose the news, because the news story could be really bad.
We should say this is a new segment. We've only been doing it for 4 days.
I think I can tell.
Yeah, we're really trying to find our feet with this one.
Well, we thought today could have been the day. Baby, Graham.
I like it.
You're lying. You're lying. It's okay. Would you like to introduce this next song?
Yeah. This is Britney Spears, The Womanizer.
Spin 103.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Spin 1038, Britney Spears and Womanizer Amory's on her phone. It's all good. It doesn't matter.
Are you following me on Twitter?
Why? Because I'm laughing.
Amory, thank you very much for joining us this last hour.
Thank you so much, Amory.
I loved it.
Another reminder, your album Speak Your Mind is out now. Your single 2002 is number one in iTunes and on Spotify as well. Incredible. You're playing tonight. What if someone's listening right now and they're going to Phoenix Park tonight and tomorrow, what can they look forward to seeing? You forget your words again?
Yes. I'm hopefully not going to forget my words again. I just have a lot of fun, so hopefully everyone gets warmed up. It does get a little bit cold, so...
Yeah,
We did a phoner yesterday asking should we bring a jacket or not to these gigs, because it looks warm.
Yeah,
but once 7 o'clock comes...
Definitely bring a jacket.
Please bring a jacket.
And a jumper underneath as well.
Can I just say, Amory, I'm very into Gok Wan at the moment. What are we going to be wearing on stage? A lot of glitter?
I have four options, so I don't actually know yet, but I know that I have to keep warm, so something that has a jacket.
Scarf and a beanie.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Amory, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck with the rest of the tour support and Ed Sheeran.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8, 8, 8.